Allison Mack, the story that involving her.
That's right. She has been charged with sex trafficking.
I'm an interesting person. I'm a controversial person. But most importantly, I'm an unconventional person.
Consumer's byline is wonderful.
Charismatic leader, acutely narcissistic, believes he's special.
Ranieri is expected to be arraigned in Brooklyn.
This half hour with the leader of a secretive self-help group.
Today, we're diving in to Nexium. Imagine if you were told that you were part of a multi-level marketing scheme. It doesn't sound that terrible at first, and maybe people are still employed by such companies hunting for success in an endless cycle of draining of profits from the upper decks of the pyramid. What if, however, you also realize that the organization you have based all of your trust in is also a cult, and one which is related to hideous crimes such as extortion, fraud, and even sex trafficking? It turns out that one organization was very famous and popular amongst celebrities in the US and globally was exactly that. Nexium was founded in 1998 by Keith Rainier, born August 26, 1960, and Nancy Salzman in Albany, New York. Rainier had attempted to make another business called Consumer's Byline, which was also accused of being a pyramid scheme. He pled innocent, but did pay a fine of $40,000 and was permanently banned from participating in chain distribution schemes. On October 23rd, 2020 is actually the first time that he's spoken since his arrest in March of 2018.
The leader of an alleged sex cult has been arrested in Mexico. Keith Rainier is expected to face a judge in Texas today. He's charged with federal sex trafficking.
The so-called self-help guru allegedly coerced women into having sex with him and also branded them as part of an initiation ceremony. Rainier is accused of running a cult in Albany, New York. Authorities say he used his power to create a master-slave dynamic. Investigators found Rainier hiding in a villa with several women in the popular Mexican resort town of Puerto Vallarta. He denies all the accusations.
You know, one of the things that's most important in our country is the justice system. And although, you know, people can hate me and do and think I'm an odious type of a character, you know, awful actually, both the devil and the saint should be able to get the exact same treatment under our justice
system. Of course,
a
man of his stature would deny all alleged accusations against him. Okay, now let's jump into the history of this. Nancy met with Rainier in 1998. She was a psychiatric nurse and also a practitioner of hypnotism and neuro-linguistic programming. The letters NXIVM don't represent an acronym. It is rather a weird way to pronounce the word Nexium, with the letter X supposedly representing the sound X, and V pertaining to the Latin way of pronouncing the same character that back then represented the U sound. Their main selling point was in form of ESPs and executive success forms. In short, the company was selling techniques for self-improvement with the promise that members would experience more joy in their lives. The first cult-like giveaways appeared early, and as it was a demand that all members referred to Rainier and Salzman as Vanguard and Perfect respectively, with the reasoning that Rainier was the founder of an evolutionary philosophical movement and Salzman was the first student on which he bestowed his knowledge. There are also distinct ranks in the organization, and members of each rank is to wear colored sashes to demonstrate their position. The lectures are intensive, with classes spanning 12 hours over 16 straight days. Allegedly, the price for a course was around $7,500. The modules had disturbing undertones, such as what benefits would the involved reap in case their marital partner died, or, ironically, the study of psychopathic figures and how they claimed followers. The members are made to recite a 12-point statement. These, among others, include the pledging to enroll others and command as much wealth and resources as humanely possible by each individual. At the end of all lectures, pictures of Rainier and Salzman would be shown in order to provoke cheering and appreciation towards their face from the audience. The 12-point statement was as followed. 1. Success is an internal state of clear, honest knowledge of what I am, my value in the world, and my responsibility for the way I react to things. 2. There are no ultimate victims, therefore, I will not choose to be a victim. 3. I am committed to be successful. I understand each of us must raise ourselves, and thereby raise all others, as all others raise us. This is interdependence. 4. Success in my own right is my earned success. True success cannot be stolen, copied, or received by happenstance. I will not masquerade as successful by these methods or any other. I will earn my success. 5. Tribute is a form of payment and honor. It is giving credit where credit is due. I will use tribute to uphold others beyond my petty likes and dislikes. As a result, I will define myself and my true contribution to humankind. 6. Successful people do not steal, and they have no desire or need to steal. I will not steal anything. I will always earn what I need and desire. Copying without permission or tribute is not the highest form of flattery. It is theft. Theft is also taking or receiving something without fully earning it. It is always at the expense, no matter how small, of others. 7. Inner honesty and integrity are the highest human values and the foundation of the human psychology. All other values arise from them. I will never trade my integrity or inner honesty for any other value. It is never worth it. 8. The methods and information I learn in ESP are for my use only. I will not speak of them or in any way give others knowledge of them outside ESP. Part of the condition of being accepted into ESP is to keep all its information confidential. If I violate this, I am breaking a promise and breaching my contract. But more importantly, I am compromising my inner honesty and integrity. 9. True success is never at the expense of others. As a successful individual, I will never envy another's success. I will rejoice because I realize the success of others raise me up just a little bit more because I am also part of the human team. The actualization of human potential by anyone is a tribute to all team humankind. If others are successful, I will protect their success against those who envy them. I pledge to purge myself of all parasite and envy-based habits and replace them with the habits of effort and interdependence. 10. I will unreservedly accept the success I have earned. I will accept no more and no less. This is accepting with integrity. I will give unreservedly to those who have earned it. This is giving with integrity. I will accept with integrity as easily as I give with integrity. To not accept what I am worth or what I have earned is to devalue myself and thereby all others. 11. People control the money, wealth, and resources of the world. It is essential for the survival of humankind for these things to be controlled by successful, ethical people. I pledge to ethically control as much of the money, wealth, and resources of the world as possible within my success plan. I will always support the ethical control of these things. 12. A world of successful people will be a better world indeed, a world devoid of hunger, theft, dishonesty, envy, and insecurity. People will no longer try to destroy each other, steal from each other, down each other, or rejoice at another's demise. Success, ethics, and integrity are co-inspirational. I pledge to share and enroll people in ESP and its mission for myself, and to help make the world a better place to live. In true cult fashion, people who revoked or actively spoke against Nixium were deemed to be lost souls with no sense of right. They had, according to Rainier's teachings, undergone a process called the Fall. In contrast, there is an annual celebration within the organization to appreciate Rainier's birthday. There is a sub-organization related with Nixium, named Jeunesse, targeted for women and the Society of Protectors for Men. In 2006, Rainier founded the Rainbow Cultural Garden, a childcare system, which carried over the Nixium's high intensity, focusing on teaching young children 7 different languages. Most noble, however, was the Dominus Obsequius Sororium, which from Latin translates to master over slave women. This is where things really took a dark twist. Rainier would have sex with many of the women members, often in the houses of other members. He firmly believed that he could bind women under his control via his sperm. As a former member reported, If you did anything contrasting his will, his army of bounded women would completely ostracize you unless you apologized and stepped back in line. Allegedly, Rainier was a very open man about his views about pedophilia, incest, and misogynistic gender roles. He claimed numerous times that it is perfectly acceptable for young girls to sexually satisfy their fathers. Among all other accusations, Rainier was also accused for child pornography, and the prosecutor showed a picture of a naked 15-year-old on his bed. While the Vanguard seemingly was promoting polygamy, this view was only targeted towards the males. In reality, he was very demanding of his sex slaves, and he would severely punish girls who would have relationships other than him. With one extreme case where he imprisoned a girl for 18 months for meeting some other guy. As Rainier wrote himself, a good slave actively seeks to give her master a competitive advantage over all other people. The document reads, "Ever see a hungry dog? Someone walks in the room with food? That dog sees nothing else. That is how you should be. You should be a hungry dog for your master." Other punishments include girls having to walk barefoot in the snow, take cold showers, or whip each other with a strap. In order to participate in this group, women had to pay collateral, the fee often being nude photos. If they participated using money, they would have to forfeit their deposit for minuscule reasons, such as not going to the gym for a day. They were put into extreme diets, and were even marked with Rainier's initials, in addition to being led into pleasing him sexually.
Having sex with Rainier.
The former Smallville star is now in big trouble for her alleged role in a bizarre group that authorities say secretly enslaved more than 50 women. Even south of the border, Rainieri and Mac could not escape the deluge of reports about strange goings-on in the suburbs of Albany, New York. For example, the story of a secret rendezvous in 2017 involving five women. Sarah Edmondson says she was one of those women, willingly participating in a strange initiation ritual led by a woman who told everyone to take off their clothes and put on a blindfold.
Led us in blindfolded and sat us in a semicircle, buck naked, no clothes, on a sheepskin rug. Like, could that be any weirder?
No, it could not be any weirder.
We were all, you know, my goodness, what's going on here? This is so weird.
Weird doesn't begin to cover it. Sarah told authorities she thought they were there to get tattoos. Instead, she says they found out they were all going to be branded.
It sounds like a horror movie, what you
described. It was a horror movie. It was the most inhumane, horrific way to treat anybody.
What was that like?
It was worse than childbirth.
It was worse than childbirth?
Yep. It was, imagine a hot laser dragged across your flesh for 30 minutes without anesthetic.
Allison Mack pleads guilty to racketeering conspiracy and racketeering in the case involving Nexium. In Brooklyn federal court, the 35-year-old appeared before a judge alongside her two attorneys as she pleaded to the two counts. The former Smallville star said she has looked back at the decisions she made and the people she trusted and is prepared to take responsibility for the acts she was involved with. She said in court she had become lost and wanted to find a community. Through it all, I believed Keith Rainieri's intentions were to help people. She admitted to being a member of a secret society and founding DOS, as well as holding property as collateral and concealing Rainieri's role as the head of DOS. I must take full responsibility for my conduct, and that is why I am pleading guilty today, she said as she sobbed before apologizing to her family. I am and will be a better person as a result of this. It's unclear what the terms of Mac's deal are. She had initially pled not guilty when she was indicted on sex trafficking charges for her role in running the sex cult led by Rainieri. Prosecutors say she recruited the women in DOS and directed women, including other actresses, to have sex with Rainieri. Mac faces a maximum of 40 years in prison, 20 years on each count, when she is sentenced on September 11th.
Allison Mack, who acted in Smallville and is apparently the most famous Nexium member, painted a different picture. Mack has been a crucial member of the organization, utilizing her fame and status to recruit many women, and apparently has also attempted to lure quite a few famous people, such as actress Emma Watson and singer Kelly Clarkson. As she reported to the New York Times, the women coming together and pledging to one another a full-time commitment, as she reported to the New York Times, women were required to offer up personally damaging or ruinous information. The group also collected explicit photos and videos from members, as well as rights to their properties. The organization was originally set up to make women think they could suffer serious harm if they didn't follow orders, and that women were basically slaves that were led by masters. This is a weird thing to say, given that statement of Sarah Edmondson, Canadian actress and ex-ESP participant. According to her, that girls were held down, blindfolded, sometimes by Mac herself, and were branded with a cauterizing pen. Subsequently, the Times reported that hundreds of members left the organization after that statement. Less violent, but still quite disturbing, is that Jeunesse subgroup, although its site doesn't exist now. According to Witness, Jeunesse included 11 8-day intensive seminars where women, for the small price of $5,000 per semester, would be taught that they were, by nature, are irresponsible, narcissistic, self-absorbed, and inclined to play the victim role. The Society of Protectors showed a lot more solidarity. The seminar cost $1,500 with a money-back guarantee of the deposit, if the participants did what they were supposed to. Also, the men were participating in simulation drills to help their classmates and other members in need. Another belief is that the high-ranking members of the organization are reincarnation of Nazi officers, with Salzman notably being Adolf Hitler, and Rainier on the other side, claiming to be the leader of the anti-Nazi armada. All the training of the organization is top secret and is subjected to non-disclosure agreements. There was a notable case of content leaking in 2003, but the court decided that cult investigator Rick Allen Ross, who had obtained parts of the Nixia manual, used it in a fair manner as criticism for the group. In the span of about 9 years from 2006 to 2015, was extremely productive, but also attracted the attention of the media. Whether people started seeing a cult or just a pyramid scheme beyond the seemingly innocent organization, Nixium adapted by using aggressive tactics to counter its persecutors. In 2008, the Bronman sisters pressured for officials of New York to open criminal investigations against the group's critics. Nixium became famous of also pursuing people who broke of the organization as well as outside critics, including litigation. Rainier even formed the Knife of Aristotle, or the Knife Media, which turned out to be a fake news website, in addition to try hiring journalists to gain support for Nixium. No matter what they did, however, pieces of anecdotal stories of ex-members were beginning to see the light. One example is Christian Keefe, who was a partner of Rainier and also mother of his child, left the group in 2014 and reported that all rumors about Nixium were absolutely true. The consequences of all these practices caught up with Nixium in March of 2008 when Rainier was arrested and charged for sex trafficking, conspiracy related to sex trafficking, and conspiracy to commit forced labor. The arrest took place in Mexico. Part of the accusations was that at least one woman was coerced to have sex with him. He pleaded not guilty on May 4th. After Rainier's arrest, Salzman's home was raided, along with two other Nixium pieces of property in Albany.
A guilty plea from a woman charged in connection with an alleged sex cult in upstate New York. Lauren Salzman admitted to conspiracy at a hearing this week. Prosecutors say Salzman was part of the group called Nixium, in which some women were branded and used as sex slaves. The group's leader, Keith Raniere, Smallville actress Allison Mack, and Seagram's heiress Claire Bronfman are facing multiple charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy.
Salzman did plead guilty for racketeering criminal conspiracy soon after. Exactly 1 year later, she pleaded being guilty of more cases of racketeering and criminal conspiracy. On April of the same year, Mack was also arrested for similar charges with Rainier. According to her prosecutors, Mack was the main recruiter for women in the DOS organization, and then coerced to perform sexual acts with her vanguard or perform other tasks for a payment from Rainier. On April 24th, she was released on a $5 million USD bond and was held in house arrest with her parents in their home in California. On April 8th, 2019, she pled guilty for racketeering. The trial of Rainier began on the 7th of May, 2019, and he was convicted on the 19th of June of the same year for racketeering and sex trafficking. In addition to that, a lawsuit was made against Rainier and other NXIVM members with the allegation of performing illegal psychological experiments to members of the groups.
The founder and leader of the now infamous NXIVM cult has been sentenced in a Brooklyn courtroom. Keith Ranieri was convicted last year on a number of charges, including sex trafficking, extortion, and obstruction of justice. His trial heard how he and his organization turned some female followers into sex slaves.
Despite being incarcerated, Rainier enjoys watching the NXIVM still somewhat operative, while he himself still maintains the leadership behind prison walls. In July 2020, NXIVM members organized dance protest outside the detention center he is held captive in. The dance group uses the name We Are As You, and actor Nikki Klein were a part of them. Another one was Danielle Roberts, the doctor responsible for the branding of female members in the DOS subgroup. Rainier hasn't exactly been sitting quietly. He demanded his followers to hire the services of Alan Dershowitz, who in the past had managed to achieve a non-prosecution agreement of the now infamous Jeffrey Epstein. Rainier also used fake names when reporting his calls to the officials, and the recipients applied the burner phone technique to avoid being detected. Moreover, he had some of his followers to, as he said, get scrutiny on the judge responsible for his case, a euphemism for threatening him, as he wanted to make sure that the judge knew he had eyes on him at all times. Continuing on with that threat, high-ranking NXIVM member Sunil Chakravarti emailed the prosecutors an ultimatum via a file emphasizing the threat that the group would proceed in provocative public actions that will bring a light to hidden transgressions if they denied to sign an ethics affidavit composed by Rainier. The demand was delivered to the attorney's office in person, while another member tried to deliver a package of unknown content to a former persecutor in her office. While NXIVM is still in operation to this day, with its leader behind bars, it's clear they're still going to continue their cult and their beliefs. Thank you, and good night.